What's up? I'm so glad you decided to tune into this episode of Entertainology. First and foremost, welcome. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. I'd like to start this episode by talking about an amazing movie I saw this month, Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Not going to lie, I was a little concerned as to how they were going to move on without Chadwick Boseman, but I was not only pleasantly surprised, I was astonished. For those who are unaware, the character of Black Panther was portrayed by Chadwick Boseman, an incredibly talented actor who passed from colon cancer in August of 2020. I'm going to keep my movie review spoiler-free, but it was incredibly well done. My favorite characters were given more of a plot, the representation was incredible, I wrote in all caps, and it was well worth the wait. As of this point, it's my second favorite part of Marvel's Phase 4, second only to Spider-Man No Way Home. In other amazing news, soon we'll be able to return to Genovia. A third Princess Diaries film has been confirmed. The original movie, adapted from Meg Cabot's books, stars Anne Hathaway as an awkward teenage girl who finds out she's actually a princess via her queen grandmother, played by Julie Andrews. It's time for Entertainology's Literary Loves, some of my favorite reads from every month. My favorite read of this month was Dreamland by Nicholas Sparks. The captivating story culminated with a compelling finale and encouraged me to continue through my journey of reading all of Nicholas Sparks' books. Let's talk about music. This month was full of amazing new releases, many of which are from smaller artists that I love and are definitely worth listening to. First, I have Georgia by Thomas Heaton, which is a single. Tonight by Peter McPoland, another single. I'll Be Waiting by Cyan DeCrow, another single. Literally Dead by the band Make Out Monday, another single. And finally, the EP Everything to Everyone by Renee Rapp. I want to zero in on that EP by Renee Rapp. As a huge fan of hers, I can truly say that this EP was worth the wait. And for new listeners, I'd recommend starting with this EP, which includes some of her earlier singles. Renee is best known for her stint as Regina George in Mean Girls on Broadway, as well as her character on The Sex Lives of College Girls, Mindy Kaling's show. Welcome back to Stuck in My Head. This segment is going to capture whatever movie, show, or musical soundtrack is stuck in my head this month. And this month's soundtrack is The Little Shop of Horrors Broadway soundtrack. Although it's not recent, this month I really appreciated the show, its music, and its fall vibes. Warning, this next segment contains some spoilers for the book 10 Blind Dates by Ashley Elston, the book The Matzo Ball by Jean Meltzer, as well as the shows New Girl, Dash and Lily, and the movies Little Women and The Holiday. One of my favorite parts about the holiday season is the abundance of love, whether romantic or familial or amongst friends. For the purpose of this segment, in anticipation of the upcoming season, I wanted to list some of my favorite power couples in seasonal television, books, and film. Number one, Dash and Lily from the book and TV show Dash and Lily by Rachel Kahn and David Levithan. I read the book first, I watched the limited series, which is on Netflix. It's just all around an adorable, grumpy and sunshine holiday experience. Number two and three happen to be from the same movie, The Holiday, starring Jude Law, Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, and Jack Black. So Amanda and Graham and Iris and Miles. This classic holiday film is always a pleasure to watch around this season. Number four, one of my more controversial opinions, is Amy and Laurie from the movie Little Women, specifically the 2019 version. Growing up, when I first read the book, I was a hardcore fan of Joe and Laurie. However, when I realized I kinned Amy March more, that did change. Number 5 is Sophie and Wes from the book 10 Blind Dates by Ashley Elston. This is one of my favorite books, period, let alone one of my favorite holiday books. And this couple is adorable. Number 6 is Rachel and Jacob from the book The Matzah Ball by Jean Meltzer. One of my favorite things to do around the holidays when it comes to books is find books that aren't Christmas-centric, but rather are Hanukkah-centric. And this book really not only met but exceeded my expectations. Number 7 and 8 are also from the same show, which is the TV show New Girl. So the couples are Jess and Nick and Schmidt and Cece. For those of you who don't know me very well, I'm a massive New Girl fan. It is one of my favorite TV shows. And one of my favorite things about this show is that it really takes you through an entire couple years of a lifetime, and it does not skip over the holidays, and there's plenty of holiday episodes, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas. Our final segment is Trailer Talk. In this segment, we'll discuss some of the latest released trailers. Starting off strong with Strange World. This movie, which comes out November 23rd, follows a family of explorers who are sent on a mission in a previously hidden world. The Disney film stars Jake Gyllenhaal, Dennis Quaid, Gabrielle Union, Lucy Liu, and Alan Tudyk. Next we have I Wanna Dance With Somebody. This biopic movie starring Naomi Ackie as Whitney Houston tells the story of the artist's rise to fame. Think Respect about Aretha Franklin. Next we have Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. Looking for another star-studded mystery crime film? This sequel follows Detective Benoit Blanc, Daniel Craig, on a new case. Other stars of the film include Ethan Hawke, Dead Poets Society, Madeline Klein from Outer Banks, Edward Norton from The Incredible Hulk, Katherine Hahn from WandaVision or This Is Where I Leave You, Janelle Monáe from Hidden Figures, Dave Bautista from Guardians of the Galaxy, Leslie Odom Jr. from Hamilton, and Hugh Grant of Notting Hill. The film also marks Dame Angela Lansbury's last on-screen role before her recent passing. Next we have Creed 3. This new installment follows Adonis Creed doing well with his career and family when a former boxing prodigy and childhood friend of his resurfaces after prison determined to prove he deserves a shot in the ring. The film stars Michael B. Jordan, of course, who also directed the film, as well as Jonathan Majors as Damian Anderson. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. Remember to tune in and follow Entertainology on Instagram. That's all for today. Ava Jordan, signing off.